Well, Father, I'm glad you're here. I want you to hear this. I have a confession to make.
Well, spit it out, son.
Father.
Well, don't be ashamed. Father.
We'll be right back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our Manchester Still Life concert. I'd like to introduce you to the members of our rocking teenage combo tonight. Denny Wally on slide and vocals. Give him some more. Come on, leave the light on longer than that. Turn the light back on. There, that's better. That's Denny Wally on slide and vocals. Ike Willis on guitar and vocals. Right here, there you go. Tommy Mars on keyboards. Ed Mann on percussion. Peter Wolf on keyboards. Vince Kalayuta on drums. Arthur Barrow on bass. And Sophia Warren on guitar. Can you see what they are? Do you hear what they say? People, it is sad but true. They dress really stupid, but they think they're okay, and they got no use for you. The dead girls of London, why do they act that way? Maybe it's the war, the mama, maybe it's the tea. Maybe it's the way they was raised. Maybe it's the stuff, what they read in the papers, keeps them looking sort of half in the days. All the dead girls of London, why do they act that way? We're the dead girls of London. We think we are fine. We ain't hitting on nothing but the boutique frame of mind. Hey! You'll see them dancing at the disco every night like a bunch of little robot queens, making little noises full of fake delight, but they're really just so full of beans. All the dead girls of London, why do they act that way? We're the dead girls of London. We think we are fine. We ain't hitting on nothing but the boutique frame of mind.
Boutique frame of mind.
Boutique frame of mind. Boutique frame of mind. Boutique frame of mind. No heart, I ain't got no heart to give away. I sit and laugh at fools in love. There ain't no such thing as love. No angels singing up above today. Girl, I don't believe. Girl, I don't believe in what you say. You say your heart is only mine. I say to you, you must be blind. What makes you think that you're so fine? Then I would throw away the proven life I lead. Cause baby, what you've got, yeah, it sure ain't what I need. Girl, you better go. Girl, you better go away. think that life with you would be just not quite the thing for me. Why is it so hard to see my way? Why should I be stuck with you? It's just not what I want to do. Why should an embrace or two make me such a part of you? I ain't got no heart to brown shoes don't make it. Brown shoes don't make it. Quit school, why fake it? Brown shoes don't make it. TV dinner by the pool, watch your brother grow a beard. Got another year of school, you're okay, he's too weird. Be a plumber, he's a bummer, he's a bummer every summer. Be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care. Smile at every ugly, shine on your shoes and cut your hair. Be a jerk,
go away.
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 Do your job and do it right. Life's a ball, TV tonight. Do you love it, do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. In a drawer, in a desk, by a Naga high chair, on a rug where they walk and droop, past the girls in the office. We see in the back of the city hall mind, the dream of a girl about 13. Off with her clothes and into a bed, where she tickles his fancy all night long. His wife's attending an orchid show. She squealed for a week to get him to go. But back in the bed, his teenage queen is rocking and rolling and acting obscene.
Baby,
and he loves it, he loves it, it curls up his toes. She bites his fat neck and it lights up his nose. But he cannot be fooled, old City Hall Fred. She's nasty, she's nasty, she digs it in bed.
That's right!
We'll be right back.
and she's nasty for sure. Nasty, 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 nasty.
Only 13, and she knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty old mind, a corrupt and corroded.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
Well, what would you do, Frankie?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Frankie?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Frankie?
I'll tell you what I would do. Hey, listen to this.
Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup and slap her on again. Smother that girl in chocolate syrup, slap her on again. She's my teenage favorite, she turns me on. I like to make her do a nasty on the White House lawn. Smother that girl in chocolate syrup and boogie till the cows come home.
Gotta meet the gurneys and the dozen gray attorneys. TV dinner by the pool, I'm so glad I finished school. Mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother. You're jiving with a cosmic debris.
Now what kind of a guru are you anyway?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time on me.
The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this, little turkey, but it'll cure your asthma too. And I said,
look here, brother, who you jiving with the cosmic debris?
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho?
Look here, brother, don't you waste your time.
Sophia Warren, ladies and gentlemen. got troubles of my own, I said, and you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and cram it up your snout. He said, and held it up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him, and I showed him how to do it right. Of meat has just gone up, and your old lady has just gone down.
Look here, brother, who you driving with that cosmic debris?
Oh, come on now, you can't expect me to believe that. You know, you can make more money as a butcher, so don't you waste your time on me.
Don't waste your time on me.
We'll be right back. day. Then the pickles eat. City of tiny light. Wow, baby, you should know that it's over there in the town of Dirk somewhere.
You can see it anytime when you get the squints from your downers and your wine. You're so big, it's so tiny. Every cloud is silver liney. The great escape for all of you. Tiny is as tiny do. 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 Much about dancing, that's why I got this song. One of my legs is shorter than the other, and both my feet's too long. Of course, not right along with them. I got no natural rhythm, but I go dancing every night. Hope one day I might get it right. I'm a dancing fool. 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 I hear that beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. The disco folks all dressed up like they's fit to kill. Walk on in and see them there, gonna give them all a thrill. When they see me coming, they all steps aside. They has a fit while I commit my social suicide. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong.
Wrong.
The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. The beat goes on and I'm so wrong. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a dancing fool. I got it all together now with my very own disco clothes. Hey, my shirt's half open to show you my chain and a spoon for up my nose. I am really something, that's what you'd probably say. So smoke your little smoke, drink your little drink while I dance the night away. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. I'm a dancing fool. He's a dancing fool. I may be totally wrong, but I'm a... I may be totally wrong, but I'm a... I may be totally wrong, but I'm a... I may be totally wrong, but I'm a fool, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Say, darling, can I buy you a drink? Are you looking for Mr. Goodbar? Wait a minute, I've got it. You're an Italian. Huh? You're Jewish? Love your nails. You must be a Libra. Your place or mine?
Easy, 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 easy,
she wanna take me home, make me sweat and moan, rub my head and beat me off with a copy of Rolling Stone.
Jumbo lighting up. give me a break. Lighten up on my snake. That's all I can take. You're from Kalamazoo.
You've got to realize our little romance deal will not materialize into a thing that you call.
Jumbo, go away.
Is there anything or anything else good inside of you.
ain't never seen nothing like that in my whole entire life. All kicking around, lights all over the place. I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life. I don't know. Hey, Mother Mary Joseph.
Thank you.
Someone other than a vehicle come. Come from somewhere other than the Indians, first on the bill, Carver Hill. She was the daughter.
a whole bunch of chuckarino better way. Take a book of home and chuckarino better way.
Honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? He was the playboy type, he smoked a pipe, his favorite phrase was out of sight. He had an Irish setter. It was a singles bar, a Tuesday night, the moon was dim, the band was high. They did the bump together. What a splendid sight. Her teeth were white. The drinks were cheap. It was ladies' night. He was glad that he met her. She was an office girl. Her favorite group was Helen Reddy. They discussed the weather. Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you wanna? Baby, don't you wanna? Baby, don't you wanna? She was a lonely sort, just a little too short. Her jokes were dumb, and her favorite sport was hockey in the winter. He was duly impressed and was quick to suggest any sport with a puck had to be about the best as he jabbed his elbow in her. Later on, they went off to where the music was soft. The candles were drippy. They saw a real hippie who delivered their dinner. The rice was brown, and soon they found that the crowd around that had jammed the room, well, it seemed to be getting thinner. Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a, baby, don't you want a, baby, don't you want a man? He took her home to a motor court. She wouldn't kiss him. He tried to ignore it, but it made him angry. He called her a pig, a slut, and a whore, a bitch, and a cunt, and she slammed the door in a petulant frenzy.
A petulant frenzy! This is a petulant frenzy! Oh, I'm petulant, and I'm having a frenzy!
On the sofa she weeps, hoo 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 hoo. She weeps and she weeps, hoo 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 hoo. She weeps and she peeps through the curtain. He just got in his car, but the battery's dead. So he has to use the phone, and she gives him some head. And that's the end of the story. Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you want a man like me? Honey, honey, hey, baby, don't you wanna? Oh, baby, don't you wanna? Baby, don't you want a man? Baby, don't you want a man sometime? Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. 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 The chances are they might not never find one no more. So they keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy.
A good woman needs to ease her mind.
I know a few that need to ease it behind. All you gotta do is grease it down and everything is fine. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy.
Roll it over and grease it down. I'll drive you through the hard time.
A girl don't need no fancy grease to get herself some rump release. Any kind of lube will do. Maybe from another part of you. Lube from the north, lube from the south. Take a little slobber from the side of your mouth. Roll it over, grease it down. Here come that crazy screaming sound. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. Keep it greasy so it'll go down easy. Roll it over and grease it down. 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 Grease it down. Some take the Bible for what it's worth, when it says that the meek shall inherit the earth. Well, I heard that some sheep has bought New Jersey last week, and you suckers ain't getting nothing. Is Hari Rama really wrong? If you wander around with a napkin on, with a bell on a stick, and your hair is all gone, the geek shall inherit nothing. You say your life's a bum deal, and you're up against the wall. Well, people, you ain't even got no kind of deal at all. 'Cause what they do in Washington, they just take care of number one, and number one ain't you. No way. You ain't even number two. That's right. Those Jesus freaks, well, they're friendly, but the shit they believe has got their minds all shut. And they don't even care when the church takes a cut. Ain't it bleak when you got so much nothing? So what do you do? Eat that pork, eat that ham, laugh till you choke on Billy Graham, Moses, Aaron, and Abraham. They're all a waste of time, and it's your ass that's on the line. It's your ass that's on the line. Do what you wanna, do what you will, just don't mess up your neighbor's grill. And when you pay the bill, kindly leave a little tip and help the next poor sucker on his one-way trip. Some take the pie. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, give me a half a dozen for the hotel room. Baby, why you crying? Feeling sorry, what you said? Put down the rag, I told her then. Don't wanna hear you cry again. Dear heart, dear heart, tell me what's the reason? Dear heart, dear heart, tell me what's the reason? You know she went to see a doctor, and then she read a magazine. Forget the book, I told her then. Don't wanna hear about the book again. Dear heart, tell me what's the reason? Dear heart, tell me what's the reason? There was a picture on the story. They showed a young sophisticated who falls in love 3 pages later with some aggressive agitator. And by comes the hater, 'cause she don't shave her underarms, and he can't go for that 'cause he's a young sophisticator. Baby, baby, why you crying? It made me wonder what you said. Forget that book, I told her then. Don't wanna hear about the book again. Dear heart, tell me what's the reason? Dear heart, tell me what's the reason?
Everybody twist.
Well, of course I would if I'd be hip, if it did not cause you the trip. Dear heart, oh, radiate a bad aroma. Dear heart, oh, radiate a bad aroma. Dear heart, dear heart, oh, radiate, oh, radiate.
A cheesy aroma.
Like something funny is going on around here. People laughing and dancing and paying entirely too much for their beer. And they all think they are clean out of sight. And they're ready to party because the sign outside says it's red t-shirt night. And they all crave some hot delight. All the girls are excited because in a minute they're gonna get wet. The boys are delighted because all the titties will get them upset. And they all think they are really alright. And they're ready to boogie because the sign outside says it's wet t-shirt night. And they all crave some pink delight. Get rigid and look pretty bold. It's a common reaction that makes an attraction whenever it's cold. And all the fellas, they wish they could buy all the cute little nuggets. The local girls are showing off tonight. You know I think it serves them right. You know I think it serves them right. You know I think it serves them right. Oh, I think it serves them right.
Later that night.
Why does it hurt when I be? Why does it hurt when I be? I don't want.
Yeah.
as an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frosted bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried,
"You don't really look like an Eskimo."
And my mama cried one more time,
"You don't really look like an Eskimo."
And my mama cried again,
"You don't really look like an Eskimo."
No,
don't be a naughty Eskimo.
Show. Well, I turned around and I said,
"Ho, ho."
Well, I turned around and I said,
"Ho, ho."
Well, I turned around and I said again,
"Ho, ho."
And the northern lights commenced to glow. Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo.
Peekaboo.
And he started into whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe.
That's right.
With a lead-filled snowshoe.
Said peekaboo.
With a
lead-filled
snowshoe. Said peekaboo. Yes, he went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal. He hit him on the nose, he hit him on the fin. He went whap. And that got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. And so, I bent down and I reached down and I scooped down and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. And then I proceeded to rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the citizens of Manchester, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in your mythology. Here it goes, a vigorous circular motion. Here it goes, rub it!
Hey. Hey.
Now listen to this. This is the most important part of the show, and I'll bet you'll never guess what it involves. Well, I'll tell you just to save time. This is the part of the show where we have what we call in the trade audience
participation.
Now, I don't want this to cause alarm among you, but you are going to
participate in this show.
And here's how you're going to do it. What I'm going to ask you to do may at first seem really stupid, but if you think about it a while, you'll discover that it is, in fact, totally stupid. And that's the best reason for doing it. Now, all you have to do is do what I do. And I'm going to do even more stupid things to amuse you. Only this time,
you're going to participate in it.
Now, here's the first thing you do. Stand up. Go ahead, don't be shy. Up, up you go. Very good. Okay, now watch how stimulating this is, okay? I'll do it first just for rehearsal, right? Now you pounce. You pounce again. Jump up and down the chest of a... Great googly moogly, you're going to help me injure this fur trapper. Are you ready? I told you it was stupid and I wasn't lying, was I? Ready? Okay, here we go. Now you pounce. You pounce again. Jump up and down the chest of a... Now some of you aren't jumping up and down the chest of a fast enough. Now look, let's work on that one little part. You can't sit down yet, no. Let's get the fast ones together, okay? Jump up and down the chest of a... Jump up and down the chest of... Jump up and down the chest of... Jump up and down the chest of... Oh, that's as good as it's gonna get. Sit down.
Thank you for participating in our show tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Manchester Still Life, live on Parade. Okay, now... The fur trapper, he was really fucked up. He had the entire contents of this audience jumping up and down on the chest of a, and so forth. And as you all know, that can really hurt a guy.
Yeah.
That's right. And so, therefore, he looked around. Looked around again. And he looked around one more time. And he said, I can't see. I can't see. I can't see. I can't see. He took a dog to snow cone and stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog to snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. And I can't see. Temporarily, that's right, you got the drift. Well, look, it was at this time that he remembered the ancient and venerable Eskimo legend, wherein it is written on whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes, it results in some sort of a conflict with any kind of an audience in Manchester, the only way that you can get it fixed up is to go trudging across the tundra. Trudging across the tundra. That's right. Mile after mile. Here, you sing it. Everybody. That's right. Hey, all right. It's almost like being in the real world. Now, you have to go trudging across the tundra mile after mile. I'm translating from the French over here. Mile after mile, all the way down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Now, as you know, I can tell from the astute look on each and every one of your faces that you already realize that St. Alfonso is and shall continue to be the patron saint of the smelt fishermen of Portuguese extraction. And so, verily I say unto you, it is time for Ed Mann to play the big lick that takes each and every one of you down to the parish of St. Alfonso. Take it away, Ed! No, don't take that away, Ed. That's right, here we are! St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast.
where I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards in lieu of the latrine. I saw a handsome parish lady make her entrance like a queen. Why, she was totally chenille and her old man was a marine. Now, as she abused the sausage patties and said, why don't you treat me mean? St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast. How good guy, get off the bus.
Well, I stole the margarine.
Father Vivian, oblivion, resplendent in his crop, was whipping up the batter for the pancakes of his flock. He was looking rather bleary, he forgot to watch the clock, cause the night before, behind the door, leprechaun had strolled. He stroked it! The night before, behind the door, leprechaun had strolled. He stroked it! The night before, behind the door, leprechaun had strolled. Stroked his smock, set him off in such a frenzy, he sang Walk Around the Clock. And he topped it off with a, and he topped it off with a, and he topped it off with a, boo-woo-woo, 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 as he stumbled on his cock. He was delighted as it stiffened and ripped right through his sock.
Old St. Alfonso would be proud of me.
He shouted down the block.
Dominus vocus gum et conspiratus suo. Won't you eat my sleazy pancakes just for Saintly Alfonso? This old light and fluffy white, we'll raise a fortune by tonight. This old light and fluffy white, we'll raise a fortune by tonight. This old light and fluffy brown, they're the finest in the town. This old light and fluffy brown, they're the finest in the town. Good morning, your highness. Good morning, your highness.
St. Alfonso, can you hear us?
praying to you. Can you fix my Chevy? Boy, you're really heavy. Here's the church and here's the steeple. Open up and see the people. Some are kneeling, some are standing. All the money they are handing to some asshole with a basket. Where it goes, we dare not ask it.
Mikey, Tommy, Eddie, Petey, Vinny, Artie, and Sophia Warren on guitar. Thanks for coming to the show. Hope you like it, and good night. Song from 200 Motel. Name of this song is Strictly Genteel. Thank you. name of this song is Montana. One, two, or one, two, three, four. I might be moving to Montana soon, just to raise me up a crop of dental floss. Raising it up, waxing it down, in a little white box I can sell uptown. But by myself I wouldn't have no boss, 'cause I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. That's right, just might grow me some bees, but I'd leave the sweet stuff to somebody else. But then on the other hand, I would keep the wax and melt it down, pluck the floss and swish it around, and I would have me a crop, and it'd be on top. That's why I'm moving to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a dental floss tycoon.
Whoopee tie-o tie.
Moving to Montana soon. Gonna be a mental toss flagoon.
That's right. I'm gonna find me a horse just about this big and ride that sucker all along the borderline with a pair of heavy duty zircon encrusted tweezers in my hand. Every other wrangler would say that was mighty grand, but by myself I wouldn't have no boss, 'cause I'd be raising my lonely dental floss. That's right,
raising my lonely dental floss.
Well, I might ride along the border with my tweezers gleaming in the moonlighty night, and then I would
get a cup of coffee
and give my foot a push. Me and the pygmy pony over by the dental floss burst. And then I might just jump back on and ride like a moron into the dawn to Montana.
Moving to Montana soon. Moving to Montana soon. Moving to Montana soon.
Just for the heck of it. But we've done our duty. We played the songs. There you go. Now we'll amuse ourselves. Name of this song is Pound for a Brown. You ready? 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Thank you.